الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
For you, O Prophet, God and those who have followed, and the pious believers who have obeyed your call are sufficient. Although Allah alone suffices, nevertheless, such as honor has been accorded to the pious believers, and He has granted the favor that God and the pious believers, those that are your followers, are sufficient for you. What an honor it is for us, for the pious believers, for you, the ladies, that this verse has put you in the same league as the Sublime and Almighty Allah, and how heavy is the responsibility in His address.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Quran. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has said that the important thing is that the Muslims act according to Islam and the Quran. Islam embodies everything that relates to the growth and cultivation of human being and human values, as well as matter concerning man's life in this and the next world. Now, in this part of his speech, obviously, he practically what he has observed in his life, he is basically sharing his experience. And that is that it is Islam and Quran. When we talk about Islam, when we talk about Quran, it is same, because Islam is not separate from the Quran. The guidance that Islam takes, the book of guidance which Islam has, is Quran. Therefore, when we talk about the human values, when we talk about everything that is concerned to the man's life in this world and the hereafter, when we talk about the values and the growth of the mankind, it is all because of the Quran. And this is what Imam Khomeini is saying.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
Imam Khomeini is not only leading a country in order to rule, but he wants everyone to follow the path of perfection, the path which was given by the prophets, the path which was shown by the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the 12 infallible imams. So he wants us to follow the same path. But obviously, in order to follow the same path, in order to get and reach the values that are set for us in order to have the growth and reach the perfection, what we need is the following the Quran. The thing that we need is to follow Quran, and it is only and only Quran that can take us to perfection. Nothing else can take us towards perfection. Even when we look at the narrations only, if we look at the narrations itself cannot take us towards the perfection. Why? Because there are many people who are narrating the sayings of the Prophet. There are many people who are narrating the sayings of infallible imams. But what about those people who are narrating? Were they truthful? Were they falsehood? Were they someone from the hypocrites? Were they Jews? Because we have all these doubts. Therefore, in order to even see whether a narration is a narration from the Prophet himself or the infallible Imam, we need to test it with the Quran. If it is in line with the teachings of the Quran, then we can accept this narration. Therefore, the only thing that can take us towards the human values, towards the perfection, towards the growth, that is the Quran. And this is what Imam Khomeini has referred to.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
La ilaha